Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, continuing with our Agadot about the mighty war, mighty warriors and mighty army of Sanheriv. We said that the same thing was what Abraham encountered when he fought the four kings. We start with Vayechalek Alehem Lailahu Va'avadav Vayakem, Abraham's attack against the kings. He split his camp at night and attacked them. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan, Oto Malach Shetamelo Avraham Laila Shmo. So Rabbi Yochanan says that there was an angel who came to help Avraham, and his name was Laila. That's why it says Vayechalek Alehem Laila. Shenemar Valaila Amar Horagaver. And this pasuk, which is from the beginning of Sefer Iyov, when Iyov first opens his mouth and curses the day he was born and the night he was conceived, the way he presents it is, and the night that said a man shall be born should be cursed. And so, therefore, you have the night speaking, and that's how we're able to get the night into being this malach. That's his proof text. Rabbi Yitzchak Napach Amar She'asu Imo Ma'asei Laila. Actually, it was not that Laila is a malach who spoke to him, but they act with him in behavior of the night, meaning, and they invoke the pasuk about the war against Sisra, where the in Shirat Vara, where the stars joined in on the fight, and that's the nighttime connection. By the way, the shot of what happened, shot in the Shira, if we could say such a thing, is that the stars supported the battle by going out of their orbits and causing the storm, which ultimately sunk Sisra and caused him to, his army to be defeated, caused him to run away into the clutches of Yael, etc. In any case, Rish Lakish, Tava d'Napacha mid'Dvar Napacha. So Rish Lakish, commenting on these two statements of his elders, said that statement of Nafcha, Yitzchak Nafcha, is greater than Bar Napacha, which is what he used to call Rabbi Yochanan. He liked that more. Vayidof Adan, what does that mean? Amar Yochanan, kivan sheba oto tzadik Adan, when Avram got done, tashash kochoi, became weak. Ra'a b'nei banav shatidin avod avodah zara b'dan. He saw that his descendants would worship avodah zara there. Shenemar, v'yasem t'achad v'etel v'tachad natan b'dan. That one of the Yeravam's miktashim, the one he put in the north, he put it Dan. Of course, he could have looked a little bit earlier in history in Shoftim Yurchet. In any case, Va'afoto Rasha lo nitgaber ad shigi al Dan, and Sanheriv only got his strength when he got to Dan. Shenemar, sorry, Nebuchadnezzar. Shenemar, midan nishma nacharat susav. We hear then the snorting of his horses from Dan. Amar Vizera afagav de shalach, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. He sent this message. He's aruba zaken shachach to medom achman on so. You have to be careful about several things. First of all, treat an elder who forgot his Talmud because of something out of his control, like being sick. Be careful to cut all of the veins when shechting an animal, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Be careful about people, the children of Amei Haaretz, who themselves may be scholars. You have to be careful about them. But we can tell them this, which is tzadik ata Adonai ki ariv elecha ach mishpatim adaber otach madua derech shayim tzalecha shalu kol bogde vegen netatam gom sharashu yalchu gama superi. In other words, to say to them, you see that the wicked have really succeeded. In other words, this is what everybody is complaining to Yirmiyahu. Why is it that this is what Yirmiyahu is complaining about? Why are the wicked successful? Maya hadrule kiat raglayim ratzta ve'alucha ve'ech tetchare et hasusim ve'eret shalom atavoteach ve'ech taseh begon hayardein. It's a very strange kind of passage, both the question and the answer. But the question Yirmiyahu is asking in a basic sense is the most fundamental question of any theologian, and that is theodicy. Why are the evil succeeding? And the answer was, given you ran and you became tired, how can you compete with the horses? You were secure in your land. How are you going to do with the might of the Yarden? What is that all talking about? So, mashallah, adam echad shema yachol ani larut shalosh parsot lifnei hasusim. Ben Bitzei Amayim, a fellow who said, I could run three parsaot and outrun the horses during in swampland. He's a man of Ragli Echad. So one infantryman found him. Ratha Fanav Shlosham Milin, he ran just 3 mil, which is a quarter of that, by Yavasha on dry land, Vanilla, and he got tired. Amrulo, Malifne Ragli Kach, in front of an infantryman, you're so tired. Certainly in front of the horses. Granted, much greater distance, you get tired. If on dry land you got tired, certainly running in the swamps you would. Afatah, so this is what a God said to Yirmiyahu. I paid Nebuchadnezzar back for the 4 steps he took. We'll see what that is. Shiratzachar Kvodi came for my honor. Atatame, and you're so surprised. So how much more so should you be surprised at the great sachar that I give to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov who did so many good things? Because he's turning the logic around. Instead of taking a look and saying, here are good people, and they don't get such a great sachar, and here this wicked guy gets a great sachar, he says, you don't understand. This wicked guy gets what he gets because he did one good thing. Imagine how much good sachar there's going to be for the people who did really great things, and you're not going to be able to get it. Meaning that he said, I was so confused, I was so blown away by what Hashem told me, that I couldn't get it. Now let's see what these Arba Psiot are. Parenthetically, because we kind of skipped this, we said earlier, even though Rabbi Shimon Levi said, you have to be careful about the way you treat. And the last one was the way you treat Bnei Amei Haaretz, because they may be the ones who are the source of Torah. And then he said, nonetheless, you can still publicize this to them, which is that there is great schuyot even in people like Nebuchadnezzar, which means even though their parents were not the greatest people, they shouldn't be, shall we say, following them. Nonetheless, they should know that they do have some great schuyot possible. Okay. What were these 4 steps? Tichtiv, and now we go back to Sancheriv. And of course, in the Army Drashic tradition, Sancheriv and Nebuchadnezzar get conflated so that we saw that Nebuchadnezzar was one of the survivors of Sancheriv's situation. So the king of Bavel, Muradach ben Baladan ben Baladan, we'll see why he's called that, sent gifts and a scroll to Chizkiyahu because he heard that he was sick and got better. Why did he do that? The answer is yes. Lidrosh Mofet Asher Yavaretz. He wanted to find out what great miracle had happened. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, Oto Ayom Shemet Bo Achaz Shtei Sha'ot Haya. Here's what happened. If you recall from Sefer Yeshayahu, Chizkiyahu was supposed to die, and Yeshayahu said, you're going to die. And Chizkiyahu davened, and Hashem gave him another 15 years. And Chizkiyahu wanted a sign. What was the sign? That the sun would go backwards on the sun steps of Malot Achaz by 10 steps. Now, here's what happens. The day that Achaz died, it was at 2 hours of the day. That's when he died. When Chizkiyahu got better, Adrinu Kuchabrichu Lahanach Eser Sha'i Niale. He went back 10 hours. So went back 10 steps. So here he is in Bavel and he sees the sun goes crazy. So they told him in Eretz Yisrael, he's in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, Chizkiyahu was sick, he got better, and this was the divine sign. So there's a guy who's so powerful that God does his bidding like that, and I shouldn't send him shalom. Katvule, so they sent the message, Shlom lemalka Chizkia, Shlom lekarta Yerushalayim, Shlom leloha Rabba. Said, peace to Chizkia, peace to the city of Yerushalayim, peace to the great God. Nebuchadnezzar, well, here's what happened. Safre de Baladanave, he was his sofer. Haishata lo avihatam, he wasn't there at the time. Kiata marlohu hechikatvitu, so he came there and they said they wrote a letter. He said, how did you write? Amrulei achagadvinan. Here they told him. Rahu, karitu le aloha rabba v'katvitu le l'vasof. You call his God, their God, a great God, you put him at the end? Amar elei achigdu. He said, this is what you should write. Shlom le aloha rabba. Shlom akartu shalayim. Shlom malka chizkiyah. It should go in the proper order. Amrilei, Karyana de Igrotat Yule Avi Parvanka. We saw this earlier with Pinchas. The one who reads the letter should be the one to execute it, meaning you go and write that. Rat Batrei, he chased after the messenger. Kadurait Arab Siot Ata Gavriel Vukwe. He ran 4 steps and Gavriel stopped him. Amriochana Malay Ba Gavriel Vemido Lohaya Takana the Sunim Shal Yisrael. Had Gavriel not stopped him, then we would have been wiped out. Meaning he got so much schut for the 4 steps he took, had he really run further, we would have been out schuyot. So my Baladan Baladan, why is the king called that? I mean Baladan Malkahabe, he was really a king. Ishtani Ape Vaveki Kedhalba, his something transformed him and he looked like a dog. Aveyativ Breya Machuda, he couldn't be king. In other words, he was the king, but he couldn't appear in public, so his son sat on his throne. So when he would write something, he would write it as his own name and his father's name to honor his father. That's what Malachi says. Every son honors his father and every slave honors his master. And God says, but why don't you honor me? So that's the son honoring the father. What's that? This is at the destruction of Yerushalayim. It says that Nebuzradan, who was the chief of staff of Nebuchadnezzar, came and stood in front of him, and then he burned the Mikdash. That would mean Nebuchadnezzar was in Yerushalayim. When we saw Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim, but he never made it there. V'aktiv, v'yalu oto el melech bavel rivlata. This is Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. Gal Melech was taken after he ran away. They caught him, and they killed his kids in front of him, and they poked his eyes out. And they took him to Rivla, to Melech Bavel. Meaning that Nebuchadnezzar was in Rivla. He says, that's Antioch. So he never got to Yerushalayim. It's far away. Antioch is up on the Syrian coast, above Lebanon. Demut diokno haitacha kukolo al merkavto. That Nebuchadnezzar had an image of Nebuchadnezzar carved into his chariot. So therefore, it was as if he was standing in front of him. He was so afraid of him, he felt as if he was standing in front of him. And it's either way, these are manifestations of great reverence of a slave for his master. Amarava. Toin tlat mea kudnaita narga de parzala. Took 300 axes of, this is what's Nebuchadnezzar. 300 axes of metal. The Shalit Beparzla that could attack metal, Shardalin Nebuchadnezzar Nuzadan, he sent them to Nuzadan, Kulu Blatinu Chadash Rishalayim. One gate of Rishalayim destroyed them all. Shemar Pituche Yachad Vachashil Vachelapot Yahalomun. So Boyalame Hadar, Nuzadan wanted to go back. Amar Istafir Lo Yavdi Bikech the Avdi Basan Chiriv. I hope they don't do to me what they did to San Chiriv. So Nafka Kolav Yamar Shavar Bar Shavar. Nuzadan Shavar. They said that a bat call came out and said, Shvar Bar Shvar, meaning you jumper, the son of a jumper, and it was Adan, jump. This is the time that the Mikdash is supposed to be destroyed and the sanctuary to be burned. So Pashtei Chad Nagei had one axe left. Ata Machye Bekufa V'Iftach. So here with the wooden part, and the gate opened up. Shinamar ye vada kemevila mala bisvach eitz kardumot. So it's the tree. It's the wood of the kardum of the axe. Havei katav azal adamata dechal. He was killing people all the way till he got to dechal. And this is of course a very famous story. That's one of the keynotes on Tisha B'Av. Alik pe nura. He started lit the fire. Gav hechal. The hechal went up in the air to try to escape the fire. Darchu Bemin Shmaya. So what happened from heaven? They pushed it down. Shinemar got Darach Adonai v'tlat bat Yudah. God is trampled like in a wine press. Cause Zicha Daite. So then Nebuzradan felt very strong, very confident. Now we're going to call him Amrle. Amma Katila Katal. Bat Kol came out and said, "You're killing a nation that's supposed to die. Hechalakalia Kalit. You're burning a sanctuary that's supposed to burn. It's already burned. Kimcha Tchina Tchina. You're basically grinding, milling flour that's already flour." Doesn't say grind wheat. It says grind flour. It's already flour. Chaza David is Zachariah and Avi Karatach. So there was the famous Zachariah, was a Kohen and an Avi, and his blood was there. He saw that his blood was boiling in the Mikdash. Amrulehu Maihai, they said, what is this? Amrulehu, so the Kohanim there said, Dam Zvachim Udishtapich. It's from Korbanot. I'm going to test it out to see if it looks at all like the blood of Korbanot. Kasi, so he slaughtered an animal. Veloi damu, it didn't look like the same blood. You better tell me what really went on, or otherwise I'm going to clean your, going to comb your flesh off with iron comb. Amulei hai koin v'navihu de inbilahu li Yisrael b'chuvar Yerushalayim. This fellow was a Kohen and a Navi who prophesied about the destruction to Katlu, and they killed him. Amalu Anu Faisinalei said, I'll take care of him. I'm going to put him to peace. Aitu Rabbonu Katil Ave. The first thing he did is he brought all the students and he killed them. Belonach, the blood kept boiling. Aiti Dardi Kinevei Ravi brought all the school children Katil Ave. Belonach, still didn't appease him. Aiti Pirche Kuna Katil Ave brought all the young Kohanim and killed them. Belonach. Hadat Katil Ave Tishin V'Arba Ribo. He killed 940,000 people. Belonach, and still didn't stop him. Karav Legabe, he came close. Amar, Zachariah, Zachariah. I killed the best of them. Nechalachti, Talino, Kuli, I'm going to kill all of them? Miadnach. The blood stopped boiling. Here are Tshuva Vedate. Now Nebuzradan suddenly did Tshuva. Maim Shaloib Du'el and Avshachat. Look at these people. These people killed one guy. This is Zachariah. Kach, and look at their punishment. Ugavar Materiali, what's going to be with me? I killed almost 100,000 people. Arak, he ran away. Shadar Purtita Devete, he sent a will to his house. Gayar, and he converted. Tanra Banan, and now we have this tradition. Naman Ger Toshavi, Naman, who was head of Mitzora, that Elisha cured, was a Ger Toshavi. He accepted the prohibition of Odazar. Nuz Radan, Ger Tzedekaya, Mnebanav Shal Sisral, Mdu Torah B'Yushalayim, Mnebanav Shal Samchirim, Mdu Torah B'Rabim. So all these great non-Jewish leaders are enemies of ours, who converted and their children ended up being great students. So, Maniu, who are the descendants of Sanachiriv? Shmayav Avtalion, who were famous as Gerim. Bnei Ben Avshal Haman, Amdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. We don't know who that is. Yav Bnei Ben Avshal Oto Rasha, Keshakorish Baruch Lachitzan Tachat Kanfei Ashchina. And even the grandchildren of Oto Rasha, meaning of Nebuchadnezzar, when we were just talking about, Kodesh Baruch wanted to bring him in, and Amru Malachi Asherad Pnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shalom, Ma'im Yishachiv Beitcha Yisofet V'Sarafet Echalecha, Tachlis Kafikam Fenech Shina, the fellow who burned down your house, you're going to bring his children in? Tiri Pinur Pavel V'lo Nirpata. We healed Pavel and it didn't take. That's the drasha. Ulam Arzeh Nebuchadnezzar. That's the reference to Nebuchadnezzar, who couldn't be revealed to him. No, Elu Narot Pavel, Tirmat Sanita Devavloi. Meaning it's a reference to the fetid and salty waters of Bavel that couldn't be healed. And that's picking up on the idea of Elisha, who did heal the waters in Yericho. He was healing the fierce waters also. Amar Ula, Amon Moav Shivi Bishir Yerushalayim Havu. They were bad neighbors of Yerushalayim, Amon Moav. They heard the Nevi'im, specifically Yirmiyahu, giving Nevu about the destruction. Shalchem Nebuchadnezzar, they sent the message to Nebuchadnezzar, Puk v'tah, come on! I don't want them to do to me what they did to my forebears, to Sancheriv and others. Shalchem, they sent the message, Ki ein ha'ish v'vetoh alach b'derech merachok. This is part of the passage in Mishle Zayin Echet about the seductive woman tries to seduce the young man when her husband's away, which is about foreign wisdom, whatever it may be. And what she says is, the man is gone, he's gone on a long trip, meaning her husband's gone. That she says to the young man. But the drasha is, Ish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's away. Shalach lehu, Nebuchadnezzar's answer was, Bekrivahu, he's nearby. Va'ati, he'll come back. Shalach lehu, sent back. Halach b'derech hachok. The end of the pasuk says, he's gone on a long journey. Shachlo idlo tzadikim, but he has tzadikim. To bal rachmi might delay. They'll daven. He'll come back. Shachulei tzor kesef al kach beyado. The next pasuk is he took his money with him. Now he's on a trip. And kesef al tzadikim. And the drasha is the kesef is the tzadikim. Shneamar vechrali bechamisha asa kesef vechomer sorim veletach sorim. I'm going to buy these with kesef, and these are the geulah. Shachlo hadri rishi b'tshuva. The rishayim will do tshuva. They'll daven and bring it back. Shachulei kvar kavalahem zman. He gave them time before which he's not coming back. Because in the image with the woman, shenemar liyom hakesa yavol leveto. He's coming back liyom hakesa. And kesal zman shenemar lekesa liyom chagenu. Meaning, and in this image, the woman, the married woman who was seducing this young man, reassures him by saying he's gone, he's not coming back. He set a time when he's coming back, and it's a while from now. It's the same thing. Amon Moab told Nebuchadnezzar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set a time before which he's not coming back to Yerushalayim, so it's safe. Shalach lehu sitvahu, but it's winter. V'lomatzina da'ati mital gomitra, I can't come in the snow and the rain. Shachulei ta ashina deture, come on the fang of the mountain, the top of the mountain. Shachu kar moshel eretz misela midbaral harbatzion. Come from the boulder on top of the mountain. Shalach lehu yatina leliduchta yatina be, I have nowhere to stay there. Shachulei kivrot shalem mu'ulin palturin shalcha. The burial grounds in Eretz Yisrael are nicer than your palaces in Bavel, in Yashur, in Bavel. Dichtiv, paitinu ma'adonai, utziu et atzmot malchei Yehuda ve'atzmot sarav, atzmot ha-kohanim ve'atzmot ha-nevi'im ve'atzmot yashur Yerushalayim mikivrehem, tachum asher sharecho ve'atzmot asher aivum, shadum asher achu achareihem. They're going to take all the bones out of all the people that were buried there, and they're going to lay them out to the gods that they worshipped. So the drasha is, they're going to empty them out so that Nebuchadnezzar and his army can come and encamp in the catacombs. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishmi Alach Emat Ati Bar Nafli. Now we get into what is a major theme in this parak, and that is Mashiach. Rav Nachman says to Rabbi Yitzchak, have you heard when Bar Nafli is going to come? Leman Bar Nafli, who's that? Amalei Mashiach. Mashiach Bar Nafli, are you calling him Bar Nafli? Amalein Dichtiv Bayomahu Akim Et Sukat David Hanofelet. I'm going to raise up the fallen Sukkah of David. So he's Bar Nafli, he's the one who picks up the fallen. Amalei Hachim Rabbi Yochanan Dorsh Ben David Ba Bot Ben Chachamim Mit Ma'atim. So I could tell you, I don't have a date, but I could tell you, Rabbi Yochanan said the generation when Mashiach comes, Tamin Chachamim will become less in number. V'ashar Einayim Kalot B'Yagon Ranacha. And everybody, the ones who are there, are going to, their eyes are going to be dim from pain. Sarot rabot u'gzerot kashot mitchashot. Decrees are going to become worse. Ad she'harishona kudash niyam meher lavo. By the time they finish giving one order, another order is coming. Another decree. Tanavar shavua sheben David babo. The 7-year cycle during which the Mashiach is going to come. Shavishna mitkayem mikrazeh. This pasuk will happen. Ti al irachat v'al irachat lo amtir. He's only going to make it rain on some places, not on other places, as the beginning of a famine. Shniach yitzei ra'av mishtachim. Then a real famine is going to come. Third, second year. Shlishit, ra'av gadol. The third year is a terrible famine. U'meitim anashim v'anashim v'taf chasidim anashim aseh. Also the people, including good people, die. Tra'av mishtachachat l'am down. The Torah is going to be forgotten. Parvit, the fourth year, sova v'enasova. The beginning of some plenty. Chamishit, sova gadol. Then there's big plenty. V'yachlin v'shotin v'smechin. Everybody's going to be happy. The Torah is going to return to its students. Hashishit kolot, then there's going to be big, terrible noises. Hashvit mochamot, then war in the 7th year, Motzei Shvit, and after the 7th year, Ben David Bat. Rabbi Yosef, HaKama Shvit Tavikain. So Rabbi Yosef said, we've had a few Shemitah cycles like that, a few 7-year cycles like that for Loata. I have a Shishit kolot, Shvit mochamot, Mehaveh, but you haven't had the end of that cycle, which is the sounds and the wars, that we haven't had. The odd, because you don't have it. Plus, it didn't necessarily happen in that order. Tanya, Yehuda Omer, Dor Sheben David Ba Bo Beit Avad Yel Iznut. The place of the Beitin will become Liznut. Hagalil Yecharav, Galil will become destroyed. Vagavlan, that's Golan Yesham, meaning the Golan is going to become desolate. Vanshei Gvul, Savomi Yerli Yer V'lo Yechunenu. People from cities will go from city to city to get tzedakah. Nobody will have compassion on them. Chochmata sofrim tisrach. Their wisdom will diminish and go sour. V'yirechet imasu. People who fear God will be rejected by everybody else. Ofnei hador ki pnei kelev. This is all from the end of Sotar. That's the other parallel place. The generation looks like a dog. Meaning, chutzpidik v'ayemet nederet. And truth will be gone. Shenemar, yemet nederet. My v'tiyam and nederet. What does it mean? Raviyah milamit shenaseit adorim adorim alechet la. Nederet means it disappeared. There's a play on words. It'll become like an eder, like a flock, and just walk off. My v'sar mira mishtolel. What does the end of that pasuk mean? Rav kol mishasar mira mishtolel al briot. Anybody who leaves bad, leaves evil, and tries to be good, everybody else is going to reject them and make fun of them. So I'm a Rava. Mireish havimena leka kushta balma. Originally I thought there is no truth in the world, no honesty. Amaleya humir avonan Rav Tavyat Shema. Rav Tavyume Shema. So one student told me this story. Yatvile koch halale de alma lo havim eshanim dibure. He told me that if they would give him the entire world, he still would not change one word of what he said. He would not lie. Zimna chara ikai lahu atra. So, one time I came to a particular place, the Kushta Shme, and it was called Kushta. It was called Truth. From Mashanim Adibore, Brayu, nobody there changed, did anything different than what they said. They were perfectly honest. Muhammad Mait, Inish Mehatam, Bolozimne, and nobody there died young. They all died in their time. The Sive Itataminon, I married one of the women from there, Vavuli Tartin Brin Mine. I had two sons with her. Yomachar, Abiyatva Devitu, Kachaifa Reshe. So his wife was sitting and she was shampooing her hair. Atai Shivata Tarfa Dasha. The neighbor came and knocked on the door. Savras, this rabbi thought, Lav Orachara, it's not nice for this woman to come in while I was doing this. Amar Leitacha, I told her she's not here. In other words, for the first time now in the history of the town, somebody lied. Shchivulei Tartin Benin, both of the sons died. Atu Inshida Atra Lekameh, the people of the town came and said, Amrilei, my high, what happened? Amar Lehu Achevais, I told them what happened. Amrilei Matutaminach Puk Miatrin, please go away from here. Don't bring death to these people. And the last piece we're going to look at, Tanya Rabbi Narai Omer, Dor Sheben David Ba, Bon Narim Yalbino Pnei Zekenim. This again is reminds us of the end of Sota. Generation of Mashiach is going to come, the children are going to embarrass the old. Zekenim Yamdu Lepnei Narim, and the old are going to stand in front of the young. Bat Kama Bi'ima, a girl is going to stand up against her mother, a Kalaba Chamotah, a girl against her mother-in-law. Pnei Dor Kepnei Keleb. And a ben mitpayesh mi'aviv, a son is not going to be ashamed in front of his father. And Nechemya Omer, Dorsh ben David ba, bo ha'azut tirbeh, v'imur chutzpah, v'yoker ya'aveit, and the expense of things is going to make people corrupt. They're going to do what they can to make ends meet. V'gefen yitain peryova yayin b'yoker, even though there will be lots of grapes, nonetheless everything's going to be expensive. Ha'kol machut minut, and the entire kingdom is going to become the minut, which evidently is reference to Christianity. Nobody's going to be able to rebuke. He had that same position, which of course happened in 311, that the Roman Empire became the Holy Roman Empire. Because with a nega, you have a nega tzarat, you're tameh, but if the whole body becomes that image, it's tahor, that's when Mashiach will come. Tanu Rabbanan, ki adin Adonai amo,
God will judge his people because he'll see that the hand is empty. What does that mean?
It will only happen when people who are mosrim, informers, increase. Azlat yad. Or until the students become minimal. I mean, diminished. When everybody's broke. People give up from gula. All different takes on ki azlat yad. People are giving up. Nobody's going to help. When he saw the students who were involved in messianic speculation, he would say, please stop doing this because you're going to make it more distant. Because we say, there's three things that come to you when you're not thinking about them. Elohim, Mashiach, Mitziyah, V'akrav. Mashiach will come when you least expect it. So all this, we want Mashiach now, and everything else is only pushing it away. Mitziyah, meaning you're looking for something, you only find it when you're not looking for it. And an akrav, a scorpion, bites you when you least expect it. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We're going to pick up with more of the messianic speculations for when Mashiach is coming. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.